Aliens and Technology. I saw the heading on an article the other day and it asked a very interesting question, I thought. The author was wondering if some other countries were ahead of us because they figured out more about crashed UAPs than we did so far. I think it is a great question, but I think the only way we might get the answer to that question is if we had spies who gave us the answer to we were attacked by some superior technology which was just too advanced to come from us at this point in time. There are many advanced countries on our planet which might be capable of reverse engineering a UAP to a certain point. They could have discovered the answer to some problems we haven't figured out yet. We have to remember our own history, in that many discoveries have happened by accident, and in the field of reverse engineering UAPs, according to some investigators. One has to also wonder about those stories which have persisted for decades about extraterrestrials helping some countries with technology. The older version of this goes back many thousands of years, where many people think aliens may have helped build structures which seem impossible to have been built by humans. This is believed because of stones so massive being moved we couldn't do that today. Another reason is the precision of the cuts made into hard rock and even the fusing of rocks together in a structure. This belief is even enforced to a greater degree when we read ancient texts and they talk about beings coming down from the stars or the sky. One of the rumors is the Nazis were helped by aliens, and that is the reason they had so many superior weapons. This is a frightening thought. I tend to not believe this because I feel if this was true, they would have been invincible. On the other hand, I think some people think it could be true, but the aliens didn't want to go too far by giving them weapons that were too advanced, like a nuke. The story which has been around since the Second World War is the Nazis managed to build UAPs and suspicious photos of them appeared, but it is so easy today to make up things that the photos would need a lot more background information, because we can no longer just go on photos alone as proof. Why would extraterrestrials want to help any of us? The idea some people have put forward is at least some are a dying race and they want to use our DNA to keep their race going. The dying race theory is kind of hard to believe when we are talking about beings which might be thousands of years ahead of us in science. If you look at where we are today in biology, one can almost see what we will be able to figure out in a few hundreds of years. It looks like we might conquer aging by then and have found out enough about the human body to cure most diseases. If we look at where we are, just imagine where that alien race is. It seems to me no condition could exist that there wasn't some sort of fix available for. As far as weapon tech goes, those alien races are not going to give us anything which could threaten them. From most accounts, it seems even if we are being helped, it is with such old alien technology the aliens are not worried about us challenging them with it. One of the questions I am wondering about is, are extraterrestrials interfering in our technology? Could they be helping but really doing it for an ulterior motive, which is to prevent us from discovering even more dangerous weapons than a hydrogen bomb? How would we know if they were leading us down the garden path? We might believe they were truly helping us, but they really might be observers put there to stop us if we get too far ahead. How do we know if we stumble on something like a planet killer weapon the aliens won't say, "That's it," and leave and then destroy Earth because we have become a threat to them? Another question I have is, was our advancement purposely delayed? If we look at where the ancient Greeks were over 2,500 years ago, it seems to me we should have been at least 1,000 years further ahead with our technology. Those Greeks had all sorts of things, including steam power, robots and other things, and then it almost stopped. The Romans were great engineers and builders, but they didn't seem to further the Greek inventions, and then we hit the Dark Ages and lost 1,000 years of progress. Was this planned or was it just happenstance? Has our development been interfered with? Could it be extraterrestrials were trying to get us to forget our constant wars and it didn't work? How could ancient Greek society have been so far ahead of what came next? I also have to wonder why any extraterrestrials would work with us when it seems we have been trying to shoot them down and succeeded at times. Recently, a whistleblower said we shot down at least 100 UAPs over the years. A story came out which said recently we shot down 4 of them. Could this be why some UAPs seem to have been threatening planes lately by flying at them and then trying to break off at the last minute? Sometimes they don't make it and dent the plane. Of course, these are the smaller ones. The theory is those round small UAPs are not manned. What would be the advantage to extraterrestrials to help a country or the world? No one talks about this very much. After all, it seems there would have to be something in it for them. It can't be any of our technology and probably nothing we produce. Could it be our DNA? We all know there are thousands of stories about abductions and experiments, and even forced sex with aliens. It does seem to be true they are interested in building a hybrid race for reasons unknown. Some say this is the best they can do to keep some degree of their race active. It could be for another reason, however, and that reason might be to populate another planet they are not suited to. There is just so much we don't know about the extraterrestrials, and they seem to know everything about us.